Heavenly Father, we pray as we come to read your word that you would teach us through it and encourage us to trust you in our ministry. In Jesus' name. Amen. You all right? Well, it wasn't fair, was it? I'm sure if we were you or me, we'd be feeling so frustrated. I mean, the disciples were on a high.
They just
got back from a mission trip.
A
bit like Hannah's going to go on next year. They'd been preaching the gospel, casting out demons, healing people just like Jesus. And now there are people everywhere. And they hadn't had a chance to talk to Jesus about it. What they needed was some time to themselves to process all these things that had been happening. So Jesus suggests that they get away by themselves. Go on retreat. And they're fishermen, so it's easy. They can just hop in their boat and get away from the madding crowd. But it's not to be. Their plans are foiled. It's like a film star trying to avoid the paparazzi. People see them going and they hurry after them. And so the disciples discover the reality of ministry. If you're in ministry, and in case you didn't realise that every one of you is, you don't always have the luxury of being able to do what you want to. Sometimes, perhaps even often, you have to give up your own desires in order to serve God. Sometimes you have to modify those plans you've made so carefully. Because God throws another possibility into the mix. Perhaps something you never thought of. Something totally unexpected even. As we'll see in a moment, Jesus is the model of ministry. And so he leads the way. We told us he saw a great crowd, he had compassion for them. And so he began to teach them many things. Now the disciples no doubt saw this crowd as a huge distraction. As an annoyance even. But Jesus sees them as an opportunity. Here are a great flock of people like a sheep without a shepherd. Now that, of course, is an Old Testament allusion, isn't it? Ezekiel describes the people of Israel as being like a flock who've been abandoned by their shepherds. Left to wander over the mountains where they become food for wild animals. But now Jesus has come as the good shepherd. The one promised by God. Who's come to seek out his sheep and look after them. And so like a good shepherd, his heart goes out to them. You see, the reality of ministry is that God will regularly put opportunity for ministry in your way.
其实呢，我们面对侍奉的工作，就即是说我们就要做上帝所摆在我们面前。
It may not always be convenient,
不是很多时候都方便我们的，
but God sends people and opportunities our way because He wants us to serve Him through them.
但是上帝要我们这样做，就因为我们发觉原来透过服侍这些人就是服侍上帝。
And that's what the disciples are learning as these events unfold.
也都即是试图跟着我们要学的功课。
Now, of course, being a disciple isn't always the easiest of jobs.
不过做试图呢，绝对不是容易。
Being a disciple means learning new things.
做仕途嘅，即系话你时时经常要学啲新嘅嘢。
It means being pushed out of your comfort zone.
即系话你唔能够再逗留喺你嘅安乐窝嗰度。
It means being tested to see if you've learnt anything.
甚至乎你经常要被试验，睇下你学唔学到嘢。
And that's what happens here.
亦都即系而家所见。
The disciples are getting a bit tired as the day goes on.
嗰一日咧好长啊，所以啲仕途都觉得好攰啦。
So they come to Jesus and suggest that He sends the people away to get something to eat.
咁佢哋走嚟問阿耶穌：喂，可唔可以趕走呢班人，等佢哋自己揾嘢食啊
？And of course, the subtext is this.
不過佢哋當中有一句唔講出嚟嘅説話。
Then we can do the same thing in peace and quiet.
等我哋好好休息，等我哋平安安靜。
But Jesus decides this is a great opportunity to test them.
但係耶穌即刻睇到呢個好好嘅機會去試驗下啲使徒。
And to teach them something important.
教佢哋一啲好重要嘅。
So he says, you give them something to eat.
不如他就说，不如你给他们吃吧。
Sounds simple, doesn't it?
好像很容易的嘛。
I mean, they've just come back from preaching the gospel,
他们刚刚先宣言教回来，
healing the sick and driving out demons.
他们甚至用医病赶鬼。
So what's hard about feeding a few people?
那给东西他们吃有什么难吃的？
But what do they say?
你看他们说什么？
Us! How are we going to find enough food for this huge crowd?
我们哪够这么多东西吃给这么大班人啊？
We have a bit of money in the kitty, but to have enough to buy food for these people is impossible.
我们没错，我们都还有点钱。
You're talking about
买晒嘢食俾佢哋都唔够嘅噃。
You're talking about 8 months' wages.
你讲紧用8个月嘅人工嚟买一餐嘅食物。
It's interesting, isn't it? The times of testing in ministry can sometimes be too much for us.
留意一下，有阵时当我哋做服务嘅工作嘅时候，嗰个试验嚟得系比我哋想象得大。
And we're tempted to give up altogether.
我哋好多时都想放弃。
We say it's all too hard.
唉，好难噶啦。
Let someone else do it if they can.
边个得嘅咪等佢哋做咯。
I'm just not up to it.
我就唔掂噶啦。
Well, that's the sort of response we find here from the disciples, isn't it? We can't possibly do it. So Jesus shows them how it can be done. He says, what food have you got? And they managed to find a couple of fish and 5 loaves. You can almost hear the tone of voice as they say it, oh, 5 loaves. Jesus tells us they got it from a boy in the crowd. But then Jesus gets everyone to sit down in manageable groups. He prays over the food and then he proceeds to break it into pieces. And he keeps doing so until everyone is full.
他继续这么做，令到每个人都能够吃饱。
Now, don't be misled by those who say this isn't really a miracle.
不要以为有些解经家呢就好叻咁话啊，呢个唔系咩神迹啫。
Who say that one boy's offer of lunch just led to everybody else sharing their lunch?
他们因为想拒绝神迹，所以就话啊，因为有个细路哥见佢咁好心拎出嚟咧，个个人自己带嗰啲都拎埋出嚟分享。
Now the way that Mark describes this with little details like the way they were organized into groups so they could distribute the food.
马可在这里记录的很详细，你看看他们逐排逐排这样，等他们容易分派食物。
The sharpness of the disciples' response to Jesus in verse 37.
在第37节里面所提到的这些使徒的反应是几咁猛烈。
All indicate that this is an eyewitness report of a miraculous event.
呢啲冚唪都係話俾我哋聽，呢個係一個真真嘅神蹟嘅見證嚟。
Jesus has done something unbelievable.
耶穌就係做咗啲嘢係令人哋好難置信。
Here's another demonstration of Jesus' deity.
呢個亦都係等於話俾我哋聽，耶穌有上帝嘅神性。
See, Jesus is doing what God did in the Exodus.
耶穌就係重複上帝喺出埃及嘅時候所做嘅一切。
He's providing food for his people from virtually nothing.
佢即係當時嚟講，就係交俾以色列人供應佢哋糧食，喺個曠野乜都冇。
If we had any doubt that God is able to provide our daily needs, then this should remove it.
如果你懷疑上帝能夠供應你每日嘅需要嘅話，呢個應該可以清除。
But I'm sure the question that you're all wondering, asking, is this.
當然啦，大部分嘅基督徒都會問一個咁嘅問題。
How could the disciples possibly have fed the crowd the way Jesus does?
耶穌就可以咧，啲使徒點樣可以學到佢啊
？I mean, it's all very well for Jesus to demonstrate his power like this, but does this really give us a model for ministry?
耶穌就話可以做神蹟啫，但係我哋做侍奉嘅工作，我哋做唔到噶噃。
Well, let's think about our ministry.
不如我哋谂下，我哋而家呢个牧养工作啊。
What is it that will make our ministry effective?
乜嘢能够令到我哋可以做得更好咧
？I was reading an article this week by John Maxwell.
啱啱咧，牧师今个礼拜咧睇过一个文章，系由 John Maxwell 写。
On how to get people to listen to you.
佢咧就话最主要点样吸引令到人哋跟从听从你嘅。
Now John Maxwell is one of the leadership gurus of the American Church.
呢个 John Maxwell 咧系一个美国教会系。
And his advice was along this line.
他的建議就大概是這樣的。
Make the most of whatever skills and experience you have.
你盡你所能將你所有的這個經驗和你的技巧發揮出來。
Make sure you know the right people and that your listeners know you know them.
並且你要廣泛地結交朋友不同的才能而且呢令到你的跟從者是認識他們。
He's been on Oprah, so he can say that.
當然啦，佢自己可以做到，因為佢本身就係一個好好嘅名人。
Let people know that you know stuff that can help them.
嗱，即係話咧，要令到跟從你嘅人知道你係明白佢哋嘅。
Show that you're successful.
令到佢知道你係成功嘅。
Show that you're good at what you do.
令到佢知道你係好叻嘅。
Let people know how you've sacrificed or suffered in your service of God.
甚至乎等佢哋知道咧，你係為咗上帝嘅工作，你點樣犧牲，你點樣受苦。
But what do you think?
你覺得點啊?
Does that sound like a recipe for success in Christian ministry?
係咪我哋做一個基督教工作嘅係一個必成功嘅方法?
I think it sounds like a typical bit of leadership pop psychology.
不過我啊覺得咧，呢啲可能係一啲流行嘅領袖文化嘅嗰啲咁樣嘅説話。
It's totally divorced from the reality of normal life for the vast majority of people, isn't it?
同我哋大部分嘅人嘅平常生活咧。
And I'm sure the disciples would have agreed. Because they must have felt totally powerless. But then Jesus steps in. The disciples were incapable of doing anything about the people's hunger, and yet what they were incapable of, Jesus did with ease.
使徒是没有办法供应给这么大班人喂饱他们但是耶稣就做得到。
Well, that was for two reasons.
当然有两个理由。
First, Jesus was demonstrating that he was the prophet spoken about by Moses.
耶稣就是显示他就是摩西所提的他是一位先知。
He was the one who'd come proclaiming God's word in Moses' place.
他就是来到代替摩西继续做的。
And so we see echoes here, as I said, of Moses feeding the people in the wilderness. There's possibly also an echo of the way God supplied food for Elijah during the 7 years of drought. But more importantly than that, what we see here is that Jesus supplies the sort of power that the disciples were lacking.
但是更 呢度顯示咗當使徒佢哋做人無能為力嘅時候，耶穌就有能力。
In fact, had they trusted him, you'd have to think that they could have done the same thing.
而且咧，係根本要令到佢哋都覺得佢哋都做到噶噃。
The same way they'd cast out demons in his name.
亦都即係等於嗰啲使徒可以憑住耶穌嘅名去趕鬼一樣。
And healed people in his name.
亦都係可以憑住耶穌嘅名去醫治人一樣。
And notice the power he supplies is far more than they need.
而且你睇得到耶穌所供應嘅能力係超過佢哋所需要。
See what happens at the end of the meal.
大家食完嘢之後點樣？
They collect 12 baskets of food.
佢哋執執埋埋有12籃嘅食物。
They could have fed another, what, 40 or 50 people?
可能有啲遲到嘅40、50人都仲有得食喎。
So what does that say to us about our ministry?
所以對我哋呢個牧養工作有啲咩教導？
Well, I think it says if we need power for ministry, there's,
如果我哋需要牧養係有力量嘅，
there's only one place to look.
我哋只能夠得一個地方去仰望。
That's to Jesus.
就係耶穌啦。
And we can look to him with confidence and expectancy.
我哋係要對住佢有信心，而且我哋要有希望。
Knowing that he's able to give us far more than we could ask or imagine.
祂能够供应我们，能够我们所需要的，并且超过。
This puts a whole new perspective on our regular prayer, give us today our daily bread.
亦都是我们日日念的主祷文，是求主赐给我们每日所需要的饮食。
See, as we pray that, we're not just thinking of our physical needs.
当我们祈祷的时候，不是只是为了我们身体的需要。
But of everything we need for our ministry day by day. It also puts a new perspective on the way we feel about mentioning our faith to people. Rather than being afraid that they'll laugh at us or reject us, this gives us confidence that God might open an opportunity for us. If only we'll give it a go. At the clergy conference this week, we had a man talking about Back to Church Sunday. This is a program where churches run particular Sundays where they invite people to come back to church. Well, he told us some of the reasons that people never invite friends to church. Even to these special services. I thought there were some pointers that we could pick up that might help us with the special services that we run. The major reason, he said, that people gave was fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of embarrassment. Of intruding on their private religious feelings. Fear that new people might change the church. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Now we don't have time right now to go into that whole area, but I want to ask you a question. Do you trust Jesus to do what seems impossible for you? Do you trust that he can change your friends so they'll be willing to come and see what happens here on a Sunday? Most importantly, do you trust him to overcome the culture shock that they might feel when they come into a church?
最紧要嘅就系你要相信上帝系可以胜过呢啲咁样嘅文化嘅差异，佢嚟到崇拜系佢完全未见过嘅。
See, what we see in this miracle here is that Jesus is able to do amazing things if we trust him.
这个这样的神迹教训我们的，就是耶稣可以透过神迹做一些事我们完全做不到的。
So let me encourage you to try it.
所以不如我们鼓励大家都去试一试。
Pray that God would show you who to ask to come to church.
就是你向上帝祈求，看看上帝指示你带哪个朋友来教堂。
And then try inviting those friends to church and see what happens. Finally, there's just a couple of things I want to mention. Notice, first of all, that even Jesus' plans are disrupted by events. Even the ruler of the universe finds his plans change when ministry opportunities arise. Sometimes we just need to go where God takes us. Even if it's annoying, even if it makes us feel uncomfortable. Secondly, note that the motivation for Jesus' action here is his compassion for the crowd. And notice that his compassion leads him to feed them spiritually and mentally. But also physically. And so too, we mustn't ignore the issues of need in the world just because we're preaching the gospel. If you're going to lunch today, I think I'm giving away a secret, but you're going to be asked to sign a card.
But I'll let...
Sounds like I've got to let the children explain that, so I won't tell you any more about that. But issues like what John's raised today are really important to us in our declaring of the gospel. Didn't understand that. Okay. Do you want to say more about what you said? Each of us can do very little in terms of solving the world's needs. We may feel like we're powerless to stop children dying before the age of five. But we can pray that God would multiply our small efforts the way Jesus multiplied those five loaves and fish. So there's a global result to our efforts. Jesus shows in this miracle that he has the power we need to deal with the opportunities that arise for ministry. Even when those opportunities appear too difficult. But we can trust him to help us when we need it. If only we'll ask for help. So let's keep our eyes open to see what interruptions to our plans might come along. Interruption sent by God for us to use in His service. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would encourage us to trust you. We pray that you would help us in our ministry opportunities to have your power to do wonderful things in your name. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.